Well, everybody, welcome back to the Trick Podcast. I'm joined Ghost TV on this beautiful Tuesday, August 1st, 2023. Welcome back to my channel. Welcome to this episode. We're talking today about burnout recovery and re-engagement. Burnout recovery and re-engagement. So as an Enneagram 3, I have been aware for many years of this tendency that we threes have. We're the achievers, the go-getters, the high achievers, the everything we touch turns to gold. We have a tendency and a propensity, is that a word? For burnout. We're prone. And I think that talking about burnout is always difficult. It's so common for us pastors, artist types, Enneagram 3s. But I don't think we often hear about it in terms of recovery and re-engagement. The burnout to me started, I would say, about a year ago, maybe a little less. I was just doing too many things, and I felt like I could do, or I had to do more. I was dealing with the loss of my father-in-law, and which was a long season of medical things, and then of course his difficult passing in February of this year, actually 6 months ago today. So shout out to my beautiful father-in-law, Dennis Baker, Dr. Baker. Then I was dealing with the ongoing job loss. And really at that point, I was more now dealing with just the, it was actually a good thing of the pace of subbing and learning how to be an educator in the LA Unified School System, which was not an easy thing. A couple of scary things that happened along my way, along the journey. Then I was dealing with some anxiety over just change in our lives, kind of the empty nest thing. My young boy, who's 20, moving away to college here next month, has been a very emotional thing for me. And then on top of that, we had also just a few family things to deal with, car stuff and some discipline stuff and just some church stuff and just, I guess, emotional things, nothing major, but just things that were kind of personal conflict, which, of course, we threes never like. I had my knee that also I injured it and my foot was hurting, and then my car tires blew up twice and I injured my ribs and they still hurt, blah, blah, blah. So anyway, all of these things together caused or made me aware of my burnout. For threes, our bodies keep the score, like it says, the book says, our bodies tell us. And so my body was definitely telling me that I was done. And so I went back to counseling. I took time away from a lot of things. The summer was a godsend in terms of teaching and subbing. It's been an amazing three months to fix things and paint and recover. I'm still not 100%, but I definitely feel, I would say, 80, 90% of myself back. Then I also interviewed at a few churches, which was very positive, and which made me feel like I was on my way to recovery and engagement, re-engagement. We bought some couches. We're painting the house. We fixed, like I said, a bunch of car stuff. My wife, beautiful wife, went to see her family in France. And I painted the fence. Oh, yeah, and then something emotional again. My beautiful Daisy, our dog, she's not well. So we don't know when and what's going to happen, but it's not good. So she has some tumors around her heart, and so that's been very emotional and difficult for us as a family. We've had her for 11 years. She's our baby girl, our dog, Daisy. So you can imagine all those things for this feeler, this heart type, have been very deep and emotional and chaotic. And amidst all of that, of course, I continue to, I wouldn't say I was pushing. I'm very proud of myself this summer. As I said, I did take a lot of time off to recover and to just to take care of my soul, my body. I haven't worked out as I've needed to, but I have done a little bit of that. my eating is still crap and my exercise is still trash, but I did get a new job, at least for this next season, so I'm very excited about that, and I have a couple other things that are in the hopper that could be possibilities. So I'm excited, thankful for the income and the recovery, the re-engagement. Last night, speaking of re-engagement, actually the last couple of nights, I did a few things that were very beautiful, maybe just the last couple of weeks, I should say. One is my dear friend Joel, shout out to JV, came over and we played guitar for like a couple hours. And normally I'm not like one of those guys, I don't like to just jam, but it was really beautiful. And then my dear friend Sean came over, shout out to Sean Blake. And same thing, no agenda, no music per se, just talking about our lives as men and faith and God and marriage and art and music, a lot of beautiful things. And then before that, I had a podcast, an Instagram Live, maybe some of you guys saw it, with Caleb, with another friend Solo, with another friend Brian, and beautiful, beautiful things. All those things have really helped me to feel more at peace, even in some of these interviews that I've had, even though nothing is certain, but I mean, a few of them were, or one of them was. It was nice just to feel in my holy veracity, in my truth, just being honest with who I am, and I don't know, having limits around what I'm going to do and not over committing, not over promising, but being in my body, I guess. But again, having these friendships, as I mentioned, that are not about money or a business, but just friendships. All these things are very six, and I'm trying to move to my six more. And even though, of course, I have that three instinct, but even in these conversations I've had with different churches, I haven't tried to come across as I'm the best thing since sliced bread or I'm going to grow your church. I mean, I definitely am still myself and I'm proud of what God has done through us. But I don't really lead or I'm trying to impress people with my amazing resume. Instead, I'm really just talking about my love for discipleship, my love for families, for young people that need Jesus in this dark world, bringing a living Jesus to a dying world. Some of those values, things that I've learned in Victory Outreach, shout out to my beautiful church, things I've learned in working with all kinds of people, the poor, the rich, black, white, gay, straight, you name it. And the compassion and the love and the discipleship and truth of God that I've been able to bring to people. And as well as admitting my mistakes, the things that I could have done better, the things that I'm not, times that I just got too emotional or too upset or too selfish or judgmental, you name it. All those things, and not, these are not just all interviews, by the way. These are just things that I've been thinking about, conversations I've been having. It's been a good season of being humbled by God. I don't have a big church, a big salary, or a big office. I have the opposite. I'm no one, and yet I am valuable in Christ, and I have these deep friendships that I truly value. And I did complete my master's to get into my doctorate program, which was a dream come true. And so shout out to that and to my beautiful father-in-law, Dennis Baker, who guided me. I had a few units left and blah, 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 and so I got it done. Very glad. Now, by the grace of God, in September, I will start my doctorate. So it's all beautiful stuff, and my wife is happy, and she's doing what she loves. Our kids are growing, and David is off to his dream school, and our girls are just amazing. Isabella just graduated from college just last month, and they're on to their next thing and new jobs and all these beautiful things. Of course, as I said, continuing to grieve the loss of my father-in-law, but thankful. Hopefully my mom will be here in October or in Christmas time, so can't wait to see my mommy again. She was just here, and now she's hopefully coming back soon. As I said, my wife in Europe, she had a great time, and just been it's been a beautiful time. We've had some losses. These last 2 years have been some of the roughest, and now with Daisy, our dog not feeling well. I know that'll be very, very difficult for us all, but we are thankful and grateful. One of the maybe the things I'll close with is one of the things I'm learning in counseling and a lot of just my own prayer and meditation writing has been to measure relationships, not wins. to measure connections, not success. As a three, I'm always measuring if I'm successful or not. And because right now I'm not, I can tend to feel sad or down, or not depressed per se, but definitely sad and anxious at times. And that's because of my three. I'm measuring for success. Instead, I'm measuring what a six would measure, which is relationships. And so this morning, there were some positive things, but yeah, my this was hurting and whatever. I was feeling down about a few things, and I wanted to get anxious about another thing. But instead, I thought, wow, I met a man named Robbie and his amazing staff. I hung out with Sean. I fixed the car with my son today. I went with my beautiful wife to get some couches, and we met some amazing people at all these stores. I hung out with Caleb and Solo and these guys online. I talked to another guy named David. I talked to another guy named John about another thing. And just these beautiful connections that I've been having lately have really given me a lot of peace, a lot of joy. And as I said, it's measuring connections, measuring relationships, not measuring, am I at the top? Do I have a big church or any of that stuff? As I do that, I'm finding more and more peace in my life and more joy and more happiness and less of the feelings of failure, which are so damaging to a three. So I know that more good things are coming, and I thank God for that. I bless the Lord, all my soul. I thank God for my therapist. I thank God for all the beautiful things, the people that I'm helping. So as I head into, as we all head into the fall here, August, and back to school and all those crazy things, my prayer for you today is that you will measure connections, especially if you're a three, and not measure wins or losses, successes or failures, knowing that those things don't satisfy. Oh, sure, they feel great, the successes, but then we get exhausted and burnt out. And then the failures, oh boy, do they feel horrible, but those are not real either, because God is still good. So may we measure connections, may we measure relationships, may we measure showing up for things that are nurturing to us and that where we can serve others. Maybe I'll close with this. Talking to my friend Sean, we're talking about families and subbing and teaching, and he was saying how he sees me as a spiritual father to younger generations and how it's so needed these days. To have spiritual fathers is such a crucial thing. We need to have men, fathers, father figures like God our Father, males that are showing up in this world as men of God to be fathers to the fatherless. I think that's Psalm 32 perhaps. That God is a father to the fatherless and a protector of the widows. And that really is my call, to be a father to the fatherless. And that's my prayer for me, for you, that especially if you're a three, that we would move away from success and failures towards being a father to the fatherless, in Jesus' name. If you would like my coaching and you need a father to the fatherless coach, that is who I am, please send me a message, let me know, reach out to me. You can go to my Instagram at David Trigg, or you can send me an email at trigg@davidtrigg.com. Thank you guys for being here. I'll see you next time. Adios. Don't like the way I am. Why don't you fix me?